You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Hello and welcome to the Soulful Valley Podcast. If you're a regular listener, thank you for listening and supporting this podcast. If you're new here and don't know me yet, I'm your host, Katie Carey, independent publisher of books that matter and an international best-selling author, and of course, the host of this globally ranked podcast. I help metaphysical coaches and healers gain confidence, clarity, raise their visibility and their credibility, giving them the opportunity to shine their light brighter so that the people they are here to serve can find them. I do this by creating opportunities for them to become best-selling authors in my multi-author and solo book projects. I also offer one-to-one mentorship services to help spiritual business owners find and unlock their limiting beliefs. In this podcast, I'll be sharing wisdom from myself, coaches, authors, and energy healers that could be just what you need to transform your life today. You can connect with me via the Contact Katie button at my website at www.soulfulvalley.com.
You gotta love yourself with all your heart. If you don't already, it's time to start. 'Cause nothing's gonna work out until you do.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hi there, my name is Carly J. Walters. I'm a women's rediscovery coach and a co-author in Evolving on Purpose. It is one of 4 international best-selling books that I am a part of. And today I wanted to share a little bit of what I shared in Evolving on Purpose and give you a little bit of a taste of what I do with my coaching business, because I do it a little bit different to most people and I combine some things. So I'll speak about that soon. In Evolving on Purpose, I shared my journey to rehab from being the drug addict to being in that new space and how it's been a choice for me. As you may know, being a drug addict is always said to be a choice, and in a lot of ways it is, but it's something that consumes us. When we reach the point to becoming clean in whatever way it may be, whether it be rehab, whether it be the 12-step program, whether it be unforeseen circumstances of any sort, there is a choice. And I detailed how the choice was given to me in such an intuitive-based way and was me taking a step in my evolution from being in that space of very unhealed to being able to decide for myself fully that I was going to be clean, that I was going to take a new venture forward. And I like to use not only the metaphor of this, but the real life circumstance that it was a choice between a bus and a train, because that's what it was for me in the end. I had the choice to return home, return back to life, as I knew it in the past, of being an addict, of continuing down that path, or taking that choice to actually step on the bus and do something different with my life. So for me, that is the big point that was a life changer for me. And I show that in Evolving on Purpose. I show the journey that it took to get there, to be in that space, to feeling all the feels that I did, to be in that energy, because it wasn't just a simple, oh, I'm going to get clean. There was so much more behind that. The idea that it is just a choice is so true, yet we get to a point where we need to make that choice. And that is such a big place in our world as it is. But for me, in this moment, I had gone through feeling all the unhealed trauma, feeling all the angst and the unsettledness in my body within a full night. I didn't allow myself to feel it until the night before I was meant to go into rehab, and the night before I had this big choice. And then it may not seem like much to a lot of people, but these choices that we make are truly our stepping stone of journeys into feeling the evolved sense of self, going into our next level, and truly being a part of what we want to be a part of. So in Evolving on Purpose, I really shared this because I wanted people to see that it doesn't matter where we start off at, we can still make that choice. We can still change our circumstances, change how we react in life and how we respond in life. And so it became that I spoke about it and shared then where I came to. So where I got to after I made that choice was being able to be the founder of the Mama's Permission movement. As a mum myself, I know how hard it is to give ourselves permission, especially when we have trauma of some sort, to give ourselves permission to shine in the ways that we want to. So I created the Mama's Permission movement, which allowed me also to facilitate women's circles by the full moon every month. And that's where I share a lot in Evolving on Purpose of that journey of being able to become more than just the addict and really become something that I was proud of and that I can share with others now. So I'm able to now hold ceremony, hold space for others who are on their journey. Doesn't matter if it's addiction or if it's more than that, or if it's just that they don't know who they are anymore. The process through recovery I found was uncovering the wounds, recovering from them, and bringing back our own essence. And the last piece of the puzzle was the rediscovering process. So when we've been through all of this sort of stuff, we end up in a space where we're lost. And it doesn't matter what sort of trauma or what sort of background we have, we can have this space of lostness. And this is why I turned to becoming a women's rediscovery coach. It's something unique. It combines the woo-woo with the practical side. I have the background of NLP and timeline therapy coaching, but more than that, I have the life experience to back me up. So today I wanted to share with you guys more on how I do the woo-woo side of things. So I was going to take you through a beautiful meditation to help you connect to your heart, to connect to your true desires, and give you a bit of a taste of what I do with the beautiful women in my Mama's Permission movement every month as we go through the full moon. And the beautiful synchronicity of this is I am filming this just before a full moon. So without further ado, I'm going to lead you guys through a beautiful ceremony now. And to start off with, though, it's just slowly close down your eyes. I hope you're in a space. If you're in the car or if you're not in the space to be able to do this, please wait till later and watch this again later. But the very start of it all, just closing down our eyes and be able to bring ourselves to presence. And I do this by allowing us to take the time to have three beautiful deep breaths. In through the nose, out through the mouth. And one more breath. And connecting to ourselves is one of the hardest things that people face because we are in such a disconnected reality, and disconnecting becomes a common thing to do. So we escape all the feelings that we have and all the pain that we may have held inside. So to reconnect in this moment and get present to where we truly are, we go through our five senses. Starting with taste. Is there any beautiful tastes that you have around you that you've got from before this time that you're now holding in your mouth? And just notice it. And then moving to the sense of smell. What is it you can smell around you? When you stop and actually take a nice deep breath in through the nose, is there something that you haven't noticed before? Or is there something that you did but you forgot was around? Just notice it now. And touch. Notice the clothes on your body, the hair on your head, the weight underneath your bum. As you sit here, feel the fabrics that are around you. Feel the air that's on your skin. Feel the hair on your body. Feel it all now. And listen. What sounds can you hear? Or even listen for the silence. Hear what there isn't. Hear what there is. And the final is sight. Now, what can you see in your mind's eye? What can you visualize is in the room around you? What do you know is with you right now? Being able to get really present to all of these brings us back to where we are right now. Now, noticing if there's any tension in the body. And in this tension, just asking, what is there to be revealed from this? What feelings are there that may have been missed before? Notice what you haven't been feeling, what might have been pushed aside. Wherever there's tension, where there's unease maybe, where there's different feelings than just the normal feelings in your body. Notice them now. Ask them, what are you here for? What are you telling me? And allow it to tell you. You might want to journal these things later. Write them all down. As you go through this, just notice it all. And finally, come to your heart space. You may notice that your heart may seem closed or it may be very beautifully open. Either way is perfect. Right now, though, we're going to use this space to open and to hold safety again in ourselves, to remind ourselves that we are here for ourselves, and that whatever feelings are uncovered are perfectly safe They're here for us to grow, to learn. And in this moment, really connecting with our heart and allowing yourself to picture like a key, the key to your heart. And you'll slowly allow that key to open your heart space. And then as it opens, you'll notice inside the inner princess. That is your inner child that's held on to everything. The one that knows what she wants, knows what's hurt her, knows all there is about you. And see her now. What does she look like? Is she open to you or is she closed off? And take the time now to spend some time with her, hearing, listening, seeing. It's maybe the first time that you've fully acknowledged. And just being there with her, speaking words of love to her, the words that you may not have heard before, the words that you've needed to hear, those pieces. Share with her now, as you share with yourself, all you need to know and hear. And she'll take these on, and it will create connection between you, your inner child, and your heart. And then thank her for this time here now. And allow yourself to step out of your heart again, closing it off and thanking your heart for revealing this space, for being open, taking all the wisdom that you now have about what's there, what's not there, what you need to hear more of, and slowly opening your eyes again, coming back to the world here now. And you may have found there were some interesting things there that you hadn't seen before, or there might be things that you've already known and you needed to revisit. This is the first step. This is the uncovery process. To recover will be to reparent. This is the work I do, is helping women reparent themselves, finding their boundaries, finding their tolerations. What are you tolerating? These may be questions you look at from this. Where are your boundaries lacking? Where are your boundaries solid? What are you tolerating in life? What do you need to surrender and let go of? Where do you need to forgive yourself more? All of these allow you to reparent, reframe, rewire, and recover you, and let go of the pieces of you that aren't actually you. They're the pieces that were given to you by others to hold you in your cage, to stop you because of their fear, because of their essence in this life that didn't see you as you truly are. They saw you as too much, too little, too something, and you weren't quite right to them. It's time to let that go so you can rediscover who you truly are. to be able to see yourself shooting for the goals that you want, not just the goals that they want. Which leads me to share with you, I have calls that go more intuitive, that go more practical. This is a very woo-woo session. This is a starting point. As we build up, I go through with people more about their feelings. I share how each feeling works with them. I share how to learn from these feelings and how to be able to move forward, create goals for yourself. I use a different method than most for the goal setting. I use the SMART system, but I don't use the same acronym. If you're a part of my courses, you'll see that I use a little bit different, and that's fine. So from this, I'd love to offer you all a session called Desire, which is helping you get your actions, your action steps for your desires. If you don't know what your true desires are, that's fine. We find that too. It's a 90-minute one-on-one call with me where we start to really narrow down on what it is that you've been missing out on in your life and how to get it, what goals to take. And I show you the goal setting system that I use that has been helping me find me again, finding my confidence in life again, and finding my space. This is a tool that you can use over and over again. Once we've done it once, you'll be able to take it off and you'll have a recording from that that you can just take and rewatch at any stage to see where you next need to move. I also give an overview, which you will receive in your emails, which shows what we've spoken about as well. So this is a 90-minute one-on-one call and it's for $55 Australian for every person that's gone through here. So if you are wanting to reach for your desire, I'd love to talk to you. Apart from that, that is all for today. I hope that you've enjoyed the taste of what I do. I would love to see you, if you are a mum, come to be a part of the Mama's Permission movement, a space that holds you judgment-free in a safe realm for you to be able to grow and find your permission slip again. And I hope that you've enjoyed a little bit of a taste on what my chapter, Evolving, was about and the background of why I shared it. Thank you all. I hope you have an amazing week and sending you so much love. Remember to rise up, sister, because you've got this.
So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your.
Thanks for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. I trust that you will have heard something today that you were ready to hear and that it's made you feel a little lighter, more aligned and connected with your soul's purpose, and you have been reminded of who you really are and the true nature of the power that you hold within you. My aim for this podcast is to bring love, light, wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, go back and listen to some of the back catalogue of previous episodes. Subscribe, follow, rate and review so that you're notified when new episodes drop in, and share this podcast with anyone that you think it may help to listen to. You can connect with me at soulfulvalley.com, and if you scroll to the bottom of the website, there are links to my social media platforms.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.